Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sambe. This episode today is our first episode of our Your Q RA. So this is where myself and Sambe are going to be talking all things, everything actually. It's just kind of bringing back Agony Aunt. So it's still like our Ask Sambe from season two, but it is... It's just a little bit different. We've split up the episodes. Solo episode is just us girls. And now it's me and Sambe.
Just trying to edge me out.
No. Excuse me. You get your whole own.
Just working.
No, you kind of get your
own. Do we do a third episode a week and it's just me?
Oh, so you want a solo Sam, Sophie, and then the two of us.
Maybe I'll edge you out. Oh. So that's what the people want.
So the Girly Whirly Show is going to be Sam.
Yeah, man, I could do that.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome back to season three, girlies.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. By the time they hear this, it's in Feb.
Happy New Year.
Happy February, Aquarius season.
Happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, lovely.
It's the year of the dragon.
Lovely. Are you, what am I? I'm a rat.
You're a rat.
I'm a rat. Of course I'm a rat.
Yeah, suits you.
What are you?
I don't know.
I'm a rat as well. You're a rat. Yeah. Same year, babe. My God.
Hi. What's up, mate?
Hi, darling. Sorry, I need a sip of water.
What's happening?
So, what is happening? Any catch-up? I've caught up with the girls on the Just Us Girls.
Just saw...
Is this pop culture tea? I love pop culture tea.
How did you know it was going to be that?
Because it's your segment, babe.
So, Austin Butler obviously played Elvis.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing.
You gave us a little giggle.
No, you're just so cute. Continue.
No, so you know the whole thing with his accent.
Yeah.
And his voice. And he was Elvis for three years. And then obviously he kind of held on to the voice. He had to get a dialect coach. To undo it.
Oh,
it's wild. For his new show that's out in 3 days. I can't wait for it.
Is he still with Kaya Barry Gerber? She's so gorgeous.
Oh, Kaya Gerber is.
But, my God. We saw Saltburn.
Saltburn was a fucking experience.
Oh, my God. I've seen it twice. I saw two nights in a row.
So anyone who's seen it, I really liked it. Fucked. But I made the mistake before watching it of being like to my mum, you have to watch this movie. And she texts me going, what the fuck am I watching? And my mum's a very classy lady. Yeah. Doesn't talk, like, you can't curse
She's
in front
Princess
of my mum.
Diana.
And Barry Keoghan is there whipping
her. At least he didn't watch it with her. A lot of people on TikTok watched it with their parents.
No,
that would have been wild.
My dad just texted me going, this movie's a bit weird.
A bit weird.
And that was it.
It was so magical. So I watched it the first night on Amazon with Sam. Then the second night I went to the cinema with... Oh, I went to see it with my mum, but Madre's so cool. Like,
no, but yeah.
Madre loves the weird, gory
shit. My mum's quite naive and innocent too.
No, Madre was like, yeah, Barry, fuck the grave.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm joking. Madre's not that wild. She was shook. But I just mean Madre's so used to... she loves a psychological thriller. She loves like really weird shit. And then Lucy and Lucy's bae, we all went to the cinema together and we all loved it. And it was so fascinating watching it in the cinema. I'd already seen it, but it was like seeing it again. Like I never for a second...
It was like seeing it again. Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
I mean, it was like seeing it for the first time again. Because it's just so beautifully filmed, I think. It's so
really
aesthetically beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's so like the way it's 2006, it's so nostalgic of our time.
She absolutely nailed it.
Our teenage years. Oh,
yeah. The one thing about it was the bathtub scene was the only thing I think shouldn't have been in it because that was fucking gross. But anyway,
I thought it was immaculate. And then we also saw Anyone But You.
Oh, 10
that's
out of 10.
That's what made me join the gym.
10 out of 10, man.
Because Sydney Sweeney.
And Glenn Powell, the two of them.
My God, the two of them. Like, she's my new obsession.
You can't beat a rom-com.
Watched her on Hot Ones,
last
night.
Can I show you a little picture that I just sent to the lads about that?
Yeah, it was so good. She's so beautiful.
The movie is unbelievable. I like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and all are my favourite movies. So to bring back the rom-com.
We haven't had a rom-com like that in years.
So it's a picture.
Oh, a little boy.
It's a picture of a boy watching Sydney Sweeney. And it says, bro, tell me why I can't get my son to just be still for any show. We're watching Sydney Sweeney on Hot Ones and this boy is locked in.
It's like girls watching Justin Bieber, little toddlers.
Sydney is special.
That was amazing. So that made me straight to the gym because she's just so beautiful. And myself and Sam are going to be in Sydney in April.
Yeah.
We're so excited for seeing my family. We're going to a wedding.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yes. Well, my brother's wedding, not any wedding, a very important wedding. So we're very excited.
Yeah.
And so that we are like, boom, that movie inspired. Anyway, it was great timing. It was the inspo I needed. Okay, before we begin, Sambe, tell us our naked code, please.
Sophie VIP.
Sophie VIP.
Okay, all right, one more time. Okay. Run it back.
Sambe, before we begin, tell us our Naked Fashion code, please.
It is Sophie VIP for 30% off. Woo! On nakedfashion.com.
Until February 19th.
Until February 19th.
Oh, well
I'm
done.
I'm like an ad guy in a world.
Yeah, that was really good. No, so deliver that in that voice. Naked Fashion.
Naked Fashion. 30% off. Sophie VIP. 7 hours of uninterrupted football.
That was good. Okay, girlies. Don't forget that our code Sophie VIP will get you all your gorgeous bits on Naked. It'll get you 30% off. Shop away and let me know what you buy.
So today, girlies, in honor of the Agony Aunt days, for anyone that wasn't around for the Agony Aunt days, Sam, how would you describe the Agony Aunt days?
Mad.
Wild. Wild.
Some of the stuff sent
in. It's where my Instagram began. I was working as a personal assistant during COVID, in 2020. So I wasn't doing any of this before 2020, and I was a little personal assistant sent home from her brand new job, not having that much to do because life was pretty dull. So I just started talking to my phone. I was like, someone give me the goss. I miss my girls so much. I miss Sambe so much because we had to isolate from each other, da 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 da. And everyone started giving me their goss. And as the weeks went on, it just got wilder and wilder. And we used to do polls as well. And the polls were really fun. I actually, you know what? In honor of Agony Aunt, I actually late last night was going through screenshots, and I got some screenshots of some of the wild stuff that I was told.
Originally?
Do you want to hear some?
Yeah.
There was one in particular I couldn't find. So this is dated 17th of May 2020. That's wild. Isn't that wild? So one of the ones I couldn't find was about a violin. Do you remember the story about the violin?
No.
It's something about sex and the violin. I couldn't find it. And I remember saying, if we ever did an Agony Aunt Awards, that would have won the awards. But anyway.
Sorry, but just before as well, going back to my mum being real innocent. Like, do you remember, like, you'd barely even met my mum, and then she was reading your stories about
dad.
And my dad was like, I think my dad will follow you.
Not in a beefy way. I love you,
like,
Joe.
He's just like, I don't need to see that.
Mm. Okay. He was just like, she's my darling. Like, I don't need to see that from her. What does he call me? His princess. So many things.
His one of his girls.
Oh, I'm one of Joe's girls. Anyway, so there was so many, but I just found a few because it would have taken me a long time to go through all of it. So one of them that I screenshot, and this was I wanted sex horror stories from people. Like, the fact I would go into an office like a few weeks after this is insane. Like, I somehow had no shit to give. I think it was because I was just in my bedroom, so like reality wasn't really real. You know?
Yeah, at that time especially.
So, someone said, had drunken one night stand. The guy peed the bed in the middle of the night and I woke up soaked in his urine. Someone said, having sex, a guy says he's going to finish. What he failed to tell me was he has seizures when he does and he goes unconscious. I thought I killed him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That would be the scariest thing ever.
Someone said Valentine's Day in the middle of the deed and his banjo string snapped.
No.
Blood everywhere.
No.
Someone said, was giving him head and he popped a spot on my back. Love that for me. This
That's
is how wild it was. Someone said vomited mid BJ. Luckily I held it in until he came back with a bowl for me to vom into.
Awful.
Also got sick all over. And then someone else said, I got sick all over someone when giving a BJ. Absolutely wild. So they were just some of the weird. Oh, someone goes, had to go number two at boyfriend's house, toilet blocked. I picked it up with tissue and threw it out the window, which led to the driveway.
What? In what world is that the decision to do that?
My friend had sex with a guy and a box of Cadbury's fingers was involved.
Yeah, okay.
Like, this was the crit.
I'm not saying, no, but like, that's less weird than popping a spot on the back, like.
Yeah, so girls, this is just to give you, like, you know, the background. Like, that's how wild Agony Aunt used to be. It was just a crazy time. I think everyone was just very bored and
like
pent
people
up.
Were like, I'm never going to see anyone again,
yeah,
so it doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Like, so everyone was just confessing their secrets, and they weren't anonymous. Like, I could see what profile they were coming from. But I will say, one of the most iconic and the one that got, like, the most attention was the story of the girl that slept with her her boyfriend's dad. And then I met her on the street, and she's like, "Sophie, it wasn't true." And I was like, "You've broken my heart, girl. You've broken my heart. You've ruined Agony Ant now. I've stopped Agony Ant now."
Yeah, it's her fault. It's your fault if you're listening. You know who you are.
No, because for months it was like, "Sophie, where's Agony Ant? Where's Agony Ant?" But it just felt like I then was starting like working with brands and stuff. Like, I couldn't be talking about, and after a while I was like, "Guys, I can't just be talking about sex on my story all the time." It just got a little bit.
Also, people were fucking mean and stuff.
And like people would be like, "This is unsolicited advice." I'm like, "I'm not giving advice. Then, I'm just lolling."
Sorry. And then other people saying that you robbed ideas. Agony Ant has been a thing since fucking 1980.
Literally the magazines. Like, so anyway, so this week's poll we asked, because I love scenarios. I love coming up with scenarios in my head.
Yeah. So
you find out your boyfriend is cheating with your bestie. Who are you confronting first?
This is so interesting.
Him or her? What do you think the percentages are?
I think the percentages are, you see, it's really hard for me to answer because from a lad's point of view, it's totally different.
Yeah, and we're going to get your viewpoint on that
too. So I think from a majority female-based audience, I'm going 97%. To say the bestie is first.
You confront the best friend first.
I think they're saying that.
No.
Fuck.
They said 60% him and 40% her.
Good.
And I got a few stories from people that I asked for their permission.
It also depends how long you're with the person. Like, if I'm with someone 5 years, I'm going to go to the person. If I'm with you 2 months, I'm going to go to my mate and slap him around.
Okay, before I read out the stories that I have, okay. I find out you're cheating with, let's say it's Laura. Let's say it's bestie Laura.
Love you, Laura.
We love Laura. So we're going to say it's bestie Laura. I find out you're cheating with bestie Laura. We've been together 5 years. I've been besties with Laura since I was five. That's funny. I've been best friends with Laura since five, going out with you since 5 years. Who am I confronting first? I actually do. Really? I think I confront you first.
Yeah, because you're just, like, the thing about it is, like, you'd fuck Laura off. You'd be like, "I'm done with you." But, like, this is, You have to go to the relationship.
Yeah, I agree. And then what I find, it's not surprising, but it's not a sad truth either, but it's just interesting, is girls expect more loyalty from their best friend than their man.
That's wild.
Isn't that mad? But that's what
boys,
messages were saying.
And all that bullshit. Same
thing. So you'd, but it's
me
funny.
Me personally, I'd expect more loyalty from you than Ben. Like, do you know what I mean? Even though I expect the lads to be loyal.
I agree.
But
a lot of girls actually expect more loyalty from their best friend. And that's where it's like kind of on TikTok now. It's like, let's discuss platonic relationships. Like, why are we not discussing the importance of, like, if you're you've all this loyalty that you expect from a best friend, but these relationships aren't really romanticized or like glamorized or talked about as much because their best friends are not romantic relationships. So it's kind of like Bride Wars. Like, that's a great movie because it's actually about the importance of a best friend relationship compared to like a love relationship.
Yeah, which is totally very important.
But yeah, a lot of people expect more loyalty from their best friend than their man, which is very interesting.
Where are you getting out? Okay, go on.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, I can see they'd expect a certain amount of loyalty from their best friend. I don't think they expect more.
So that's what some of the replies were saying. It was like, I would be more disappointed in her.
Oh, sorry. So like, statistically, you're actually not just pulling that out your arse.
No. Just in by the replies
I
got.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are more disappointed in her.
Okay, that's wild, yeah.
Maybe we'll make that a poll to get the stats. But anyway, so someone DM'd me and said, she goes, "Lol, the way this actually happened to me." And I go, "Oh my God." I said, "No, girl, I need a story time right now." She goes, "No, because how do I even tell this? In a nutshell, I was with him for the guts of 5 years. And I was like, you and me. And I was friends with her from childhood. Whoa. They met through me. And we all worked in the restaurant that I was managing because I got them both jobs there. And I started to notice that she was kind of obsessed with him, ?" And when I addressed it with him, he agreed it was weird, but wouldn't say anything to her. It got worse and worse, drove me insane. I questioned them both and they led me to believe it was all in my head. She was gaslit by the two of them. Then at the end of the summer, my first day back for my final year in college, he starts breaking up with me, which leads me to question him about her. And it turns out they'd been having an affair all summer. He was basically leaving me for her. I text her asking, how could she do this to me? Only for her to reply with the most disingenuous apology. Ingenuous? Ingenuous or disingenuous?
Disingenuous.
Disingenuous apology.
Does it have a D-I-S in front of it?
No.
Yeah.
Brackets. She wasn't sorry because she got what she wanted. I never spoke to her after that.
Fuck.
What's worse is that he came crawling back a few months later, and because I was in such a bad place,
no.
I let him.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell any of my friends or family. Girls, when you can't tell your friends
or
family,
yeah, that was bad,
you shouldn't be with them.
Get out.
So we were just secretly seeing each other, but he hadn't ended it with her because they weren't official. He eventually broke it off with her, and she sent him paragraphs about how I was bad for him. We kept seeing each other, but all trust was gone, so it eventually didn't work out. I stopped talking to him, and somewhere along the way, they got back together. He also cheated on her with her friend since. She can have him. He's the worst of the worst. I honestly have to laugh because sometimes I still can't believe this happened to me.
Fucking hell, spread your wings, man. Don't be running through the same groups.
Isn't that wild? So he just did it again.
Have something. It's and do you know what I mean? Like, if they...
Yeah.
And it's obviously shit and you're probably not going to talk to them again.
Oh my God.
But then you'd be more inclined to blame the fella than the girl. What way would you take that?
If Laura came to me and was like, listen, Sophie, I think there's something there between me and Sam. Well, then I'd be like, well, Sam, do you fucking think there's something there?
Mm.
And then if you were like, yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That would be so fucking insane. But the fact this actually happens to people.
I know, yeah.
This is a real life thing. It's so scary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What happened to you?
Thank you. We'll text Laura. We'll tell her she's our
stay
she's
away,
our
Laura.
Back off, Laura. No, you know what? I'll have Evan then. We'll swap.
Yeah, it's a good swap. Yeah.
I'll take.
Transfer forward.
It is wild. It is wild.
It's a bit wild, isn't it?
It's a bit wild, isn't it?
It's like Sophie of Love Island.
Oh, are we watching Love Island, girls? Oh my God, we're watching Love Island. We hadn't watched it in
a
while.
I actually thought about it. We haven't watched it in about 5 years.
In a few years.
The gaslighting thing. Your man Mitch is a tosser.
I don't like him.
Oh.
He's red flags, isn't he?
Oh, he's just toxic.
I really don't like him.
But yeah, I could listen to Sophie talking. It's the funniest thing ever.
She's gas.
She's just really like ditzy or something.
Yeah.
She like Elo gets the words.
And it's kind of muttered.
Yeah, you can't understand
she's so
the words,
gorge. I'm obsessed with... God, I kind of love a lot of them. I love Molly. I love Arabella. They're so
Do you
gorge.
Love Molly or do you think Molly's gorgeous?
I think Molly's gorgeous.
Yeah, but do you love her?
I think she's pretty cool.
She is pretty cool. Seems like a bit of a...
You're not mad on her. I love her.
No, see, this is why I don't like watching Love Island. I get way too invested.
Yeah.
And I get way too wound up.
Yeah. We were very proud of Anton last night, Stan. Didn't like him in season whatever he was in, but he's doing pretty well this time.
When he stood
up
I think
we're fascinated by this one because you know them all.
It's like Big Brother.
It is. We were saying it's like a dating Big Brother and kind of celeb Big Brother dating show version. Like, they're not celebs, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but I like the feel. Like, I think, I really like Chris when he was on it. And I like Callum and stuff.
Yeah, like, we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's good.
But, okay, so then, Sambe, we have our Ask Sambe, which I love that we
So we're done with the poll? Is that it?
Well, sorry, I have one more message, actually. Someone else said, this happened to me. Laugh face. I love that you can laugh about it. She says, someone told me they had seen messages on her phone. And I was like, nah, that can't be true.
Wait, you'd seen messages on whose phone?
So the scenario was her best friend and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So someone told me they've seen messages on her best friend's, the best friend's phone. So I was like, nah, that can't be true. So I waited it out for the whole day, went and stayed in his house. And when he was asleep, I opened his phone and there it was in black and white, messages, pics, everything.
Ooh.
So I confronted him first, but I definitely feel like your best friend should have more loyalty than your boyfriend. Friends do be around for a lot longer than boys. Okay, when it's a boy that you're thinking this, like exactly, like your friends are lasting longer than your boy. If your boy you would like to think is going to last for your life, it's
different.
Forever,
yeah. And if anyone tells you it's have different. Loyalty for other people, that's your relationship's not working.
But I also think what it is people have higher expectations from their girls.
Yeah, which makes sense.
From their friends. But yeah, so would you like to add anything to the poll before we move on to our Ask Sambe?
No.
Okay. You're happy?
I'm very happy.
You just seemed to get a little bit upset there and we were moving on.
I know, I don't know. I've had too much caffeine.
Okay, yeah, you've had three coffees.
Three coffees.
How are you feeling?
Ready to run a marathon.
Does it give you a headache?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, so email. Okay. And girlies, you can email hello@girlywirlies.com with your questions, story times, etc. Okay, so hi. To start, absolutely love the pod and you and Sambay. Oh, love you.
I love the way you add in like that they said they love you. I know it just says Sambay.
Oh, yeah, she wants your number.
I am texting already.
So, for reference, I met this girl in first year of college when we were 18. Oh, sorry. I skipped the title. The title is I Hate My Bestie's Boyfriend.
Oh.
How do I tell her? So, for reference, I met this girl in first year of college when we were 18. We're literally soulmates. We're both 22 now and she left to go to Australia last year when we finished college. She's always had toxic relationships and can't stay single for long. When she's single, she gets really depressed, not eating and binge drinking and then sleeping all day. By the way, she dodged a bullet last year. She met this boy a bit older than her, very controlling and forward, wouldn't let her talk to certain people, would act out when he was drinking. And then all apologies the next day, just completely toxic. He wanted her to stay, but we warned her about him. And thank God she saw the light and left for Oz. Anyway, so that's a different guy, but she's kind of like had this experience before. So she starts her new life in Australia. And about 3 months in, she met this boy who had just turned 18. So this time she's 22 and he's a boy that just turned 18. She was doing her regional work and she was in the middle of nowhere, like literally the outback. Yeah, the regional work in Australia is gas. Like, you are a traffic warden. Yeah, you can do construction.
You were farming. And then now it's like just anything in the industry. It's a good idea that they're like, yeah, you give us a dig out and earn your place.
Caitlin, my gorge Caitlin, Makeup College Caitlin, does the traffic controlling. And she has
that'd be hilarious
gas
with the little
uniform.
She's a lollipop lady.
And the big boots and all. Yeah, it's gas.
One of the boys done it and he was in construction anyway. And they were like, yeah, you've done
that's
it.
That's unreal. Most people are like in...
You can do bar working on it.
What? I thought you had to go pick bananas.
Yeah, you did. But they brought it in that...
Then it's a bit more...
Just help the industry. Like,
that's
help
nice.
The
okay.
economy and the...
Okay, sorry. So she's in the middle of the outback. She finished her regional work. Well done, Queen. And ended up moving in with this guy and his family.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's been a year now, and I got the vibe that this guy was really immature and controlling, and she seems to just be stuck in the house with him all week, and she doesn't seem to have many of her own friends over there, just him. But another friend of ours, who has just gone over recently, has confirmed all my worries. She met up with a girl, and the boy was with her. Completely dictated their whole night out. She spent her whole night trying to please him and couldn't even spend time with her friend, our friend. She tried pulling her away from... He's tried pulling her away from our friend who travelled a long way to see her. This has happened a couple of times since. So just not just a once off. Sorry, my reading today, my God. She's asked her to do other things to get her on her own, away from him, but he always follows along. Now she's on the other side of the world, in the middle of nowhere, and dependent on this boy for her happiness. What do we tell her? Any help appreciated.
That's a shit.
This
situation.
Is really fucking hard because exactly.
You're on the other side of the
we're
world.
On the other side of the world. Yeah, we haven't met him. Like, it's really hard to give your 2 pence when you haven't even met the guy. Fuck.
Like, unless she moves out and gets in with other people, like there's nothing
if
there's
anyone,
no one over there to help her.
If anyone's going to say to her it's that friend that went travelling over there because she's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but does she visit or is she moved? She needs someone on site, doesn't it? You can't do this over the phone.
It says went a long way
to see her. Because if you don't have someone there consistently, you're just going to keep going back to
mm-hmm. Oh, this shit, is terrible, man. And she's way too young to be doing this.
I was going to say like 20
year old
lads.
Well, no one should be doing this, but like you're way too young to be stuck in that kind
lads,
of situation.
21 year old lads are fucking toxic.
He's 18.
So get away from him.
We need to get her away. But like, what are we supposed to do?
Right, we're going in April. We'll
oh yeah,
in.
Give us the address. give us the address and we'll find her. Oh God, this is really tough. I think one way of doing it, it's kind of subtle, is like kind of having her listen to like a podcast, not this one, a podcast about like...
Well, listen to this one too.
That too. But I just mean, don't be so obvious giving her
no,
this.
I know. And I know what you mean. But I think that she will be unable to see the signs.
Do you think?
people in that situation, yeah. I think for me, I would go with the, you just need to be brutally honest. And yeah, if you fall out, like, that'll come back. Like, don't worry about
true,
it, because she will realise in time.
True. The friendship is more important than
the friendship.
This.
And I think the fact that they're on the other side of the world, you can't, like, if you lived over there, you could be like, right, come on, we're going shopping today, and just implement little things, get her out of the house, but you're not there. You're just going to have to be like, look, I've heard this from Mary who flew over. I've heard this. I see you're different, blah, blah, and just be honest. Because what else you can do? You can't, like, pussyfoot around on the other side of the world.
This is actually really reminding me of Women's Aid. They have Too Into You, which is their campaign about, like, being with a guy that's too into you, which I think it's a great name.
Yeah.
And I actually, this is a little bit more serious, but it's a very serious topic. Is it, like, if you're with someone that's very controlling or you feel trapped, you know, they're too into you, it's toxic. The Too Into You campaign actually has a lot of really good information on this kind of stuff. So I actually would recommend visiting their, they have an Instagram page, and you actually might find some helpful tips there of, like, what you're supposed to do if it's your friend. But I do agree with you, Sam. I get this kind of stuff does just mean brutal honesty, because it's not like you don't like him because he's a knob. Like,
no,
you're actually,
like,
worried about
her. You're worried about it. And the thing is, from him, it's very difficult because, yeah, like that, he probably is mad about her. So in his mind, he's like, no, but I love you and this. And, like, that's where she'll stay. Like, if he was just a knob all the time, she could be like, he's a fucking knob. But I, like, the Too Into You thing was really good, what you said there. Yeah, I think brutal honesty, man.
Yeah.
Brutal honesty. You have to.
Are we doing a phone call or are we WhatsApping?
I can FaceTime him now if you want.
You know what I mean.
I
that did sound like, I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
How do we deal with this? What's the plan of action? Your skin looks lovely right now.
Phone call. Thank you. I've been cleaning that quite consistently. Quite consistently.
Oh, you're using Caudalie. Actually, you love my
Caudalie.
I just give them all the skincare bits.
And I'm drinking like fucking 7 litres of water.
Well done, well done. Sorry, I interrupted you there.
You did.
Your glowing skin.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I was saying phone call, I think, is better. Me, because I'm a little bitch, I'd probably send a text, to be honest.
So true.
I fucking hate dealing with
phone calls. Really hard.
And then you're stuck on it. Like,
a phone call can be very hard. And
now, in saying that, with your best mate, I'd be able to ring my best mate. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But sometimes...
I think a phone call also gives the other person the option to hang up. If
I
you send a text message, that shit is
there,
whether they reply or not.
But
yeah,
it does... They can just hang up on you, which still you can then send the text, but it can just get a bit heated on the phone.
But it's very hard over WhatsApp because of... They don't know how to take it. They don't know.
Totally. The tone.
The
maybe
tone,
a voice note. Maybe
tone.
A voice note.
A voice note.
And
yeah,
how I would say is how you approach it is it's not, we do not go in on him. We do not annihilate him. We don't bash him. We just express our concern for her.
Everything has to be about her, because if you start bashing him, she's going to get defensive.
Yes, exactly. Because then maybe she feels
like it's about her well-being. It's not about his treatment.
Yeah, because if
you start
going in like, he's a fucking this and that.
Yeah, don't.
It's not going to go well, because then you're criticizing her choice of a man, or, like, you know, people can take that so differently. So you can't criticize, you can't go in bashing him. It's really just like, gal, you deserve the best, and I just really want you to have the best, and I'm just not sure you're getting that, and I'm really worried about you, and you're out there on your own, and, you know, I can't stop thinking about how your life is over there, and express
your worry and concern, because, yeah, for sure, if you, especially if he's the kind of rock that she has over there in terms of living with him and the family, that's fucking so intense.
Yeah, living with the family. Is he Australian?
She'll get defense. Well, I'd imagine if the family live over
there.
Yeah,
it must be.
But yeah, the defense is, yeah, no, fuck.
I think that's the verdict. Our verdict is always
communication.
Say it.
Watching Love Island last night, this is why I get so wound up, is because they don't talk to each other. Like, people who don't communicate, and it's so funny. I think I get wound up because I only learned communication about 48 hours ago. So, like, but when I see it.
No, we were so bad at communicating in the
but
start.
Like, I was.
I used to be such a bad communicator. I just thought the cold shoulder would tell you everything I wanted to say.
No.
I genuinely, like, I said this to Bestie Hannah only recently. I literally apologized to Hannah recently. I was like, Hannah, I'm really sorry that I gave you the cold shoulder that time. Like, that was so mean. Like, this was back in school that it would have happened. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, it stays in my mind. Like, I used to think the cold shoulder was the way to deal with something and communicate my feelings.
Yeah. And I'd kick off, like, and that's how I dealt with my stuff.
So stupid.
And now you look at it, and it's like the amount of times that I'm, like, looking at it now, we'd get kind of to the bones of an fest and then talk about it and it's sorted. But
we
like,
still get angry at each other.
Yeah, but like 2-3 years ago,
we're not communicators either, but like we're just better at it. Also, when we watch Gossip Girl, we're like, there would be no drama if anyone just communicated in Gossip Girl.
Yeah, you'd be finished after two seasons.
Someone just say it. Someone just be fucking honest. Yeah. But I think in every show, that's how they create dramas. No one's communicating.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't get a fucking show.
They wouldn't have a show. If everyone was healthy and communicating, yeah, there would be no show. Yeah. Okay, so that is our verdict here.
RQ, you're a fuck girl.
Oh.
It's week one, man. Shut up. It's week one.
You're Q, RA.
You're Q, RA.
Oh, I like it that way, actually, because it sounds
really like...
That's what it sounds like. Because it's kind of like... But it's also like, hello and welcome back to Fox News, where we bring you...
Oh, we're not Fox News family.
Who are we? What are we? I don't know.
CNN is Democrats. Fox News is Trump and shit.
Oh, sorry.
Now, fuck that.
Sorry.
Sophie is a Trump
supporter. I don't understand. I don't know these news companies. Yeah. I'm not a Trump supporter.
I'm joking, of course.
We're
going to watch the election this year, man. It's crazy.
It's wild.
Did you watch it last time? Oh, me and the boys. It was like watching fucking football. Like, we were up all night watching it. And then they show like, oh, they killed each other.
Wild.
It's great.
Okay, I'll get involved. Sorry, but what I mean is like, it sounds like I'm at like a news reporter.
A radio reporter. Yeah.
Your Q, RA.
Yeah, you're all right, aren't you?
I feel like in 2 episodes I'm going to want to change it. I don't know.
Can't.
I go through names.
No, it's done now.
Okay, if anyone has a nice recommendation, they can change it. But
no,
you're saying
that'll be fucking next season.
You're Q-R-A.
Well, I didn't pick it. I thought I'd go tonight. I don't want to say mine in case we use it.
What was yours?
Tea time.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people use tea time.
Do they?
Fuck.
I've never fucking heard it.
Everyone uses tea time. It's a pun. It's a golf pun. It's an afternoon tea pun.
Is it a golf pun?
Tea time.
Spelled differently, technically.
Oh,
not the same.
Yeah, that's why it's a pun. You asshole.
No, that's not.
That is a pun. It's a pun on words. It's a play on words.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then the other reason it's a pun is because you're spilling the tea. It's because we'd be spilling the
Reel
tea.
Reel that neck
spilling
in.
Spilling the tea at
Pull
tea
that neck
time.
In.
We just spill the tea. And we're not spilling any tea.
Sophie loves to ask for advice to me and then spit on it when I give it to her.
So I ask Sambe and then I spit on your advice.
I do believe it's called the Sambe segment, but we
are okay, we'll call it the Sambe segment.
No, it's fine. I like your Q's, our A's.
Okay.
No?
Well, is it plural or singular?
Your Q, R, A.
Get it right,
No, because it's an intimate personal thing. Okay.
Your Q, R, A.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up, girlies. That was so fun being back.
It is so
good to be back with you. Also, it's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to the Aquarius girlies.
We listen to this for the next 28 days.
Yeah. Oh.
What are we doing for your birthday?
Paris, we're going to Paris, which they'll hear all about when that happens. But anyway, girlies, we all love you and leave you. Welcome back to season 3. Your Q, RA.
Or teenies.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Is that what I sound like?
No, you sound great, man.
Thanks, darling. Oh, that sounded bad. Anyway, okay. We'll love you and leave you.
So thanks for tuning in this week, guys. Don't forget that Sophie VIP... for 30% off
Sambe
on
is
nakedfashion.com.
Thank you, darling. Yes, thank you, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring our season 3. We love you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Repeat the code for the girly Sambe.
Sophie VIP.
Until Feb 19th.
Until February 19th.
We'll get you.
30% off.
Woo! Thank you, Sambe. You're really carrying the show for me.
Yeah, I know.
And shop Naked Fashion. I love you, Naked Fashion. Mwah. Love you.
Love
Any
you
last
guys.
Words, darling?
Spurs beat Man City tonight. I didn't do it. I nearly forgot.
Ooh. I wanted more of like a slay the day, like a nice motivational.
Okay, Baltimore are going to beat Kansas for Sunday.
Okay, girlies, we love you so much.
Go fucking get it.
Oh, I liked it. Just do it. Go fucking get it.
Do your job.
Okay.
That's a Patriots logo.
Do your job.
Do your job.
Okay. We love you, girlies. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.